Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in New Orleans at the NAFCD meeting, the National Association of Floor Covering Distributors, and I'm with Michael Wilbur, the Executive VP. Michael, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Thanks for having me.
Just stepped into the role. We'll get into some of that in just a minute. A little background. The NAFCD meets together with the NBNDA. The other group is interior hardware and plywood and that kind of thing.
Yeah, so it's the North American Building Material Distribution Association. So counterparts to NAFCD and have been doing this convention jointly for the last 10 plus years.
So Kevin Gommely has had your role and has retired, and you're stepping into it at this meeting. Welcome to the flooring business.
It's great to be here, getting in on the ground, well, you know, floor.
Looking at you, you're much younger than Kevin, so you're going to bring some new energy to this group, right?
That's the goal. I think Kevin was part of the interview process, had the chance to get a lot of learnings from him and passing the torch. I started over the summer and actually overlapped with him for about a month before retirement went into effect, and he's been generous with his time since, helping me get up to speed on things, know who I need to talk to, and get a good lay of the land for the flooring community.
Let's cover your family first. You live outside of Washington and married with kids?
That's correct. Actually, 14 years today, so I'm away from my wife on our anniversary, but with a whole bunch of new friends here in flooring. And we've got three boys at home, 11 years old, 8 years old, and turning one on Friday. So I've been telling people I'm sleeping great in the hotel this week.
Okay. Are you going to get back in time for the birthday?
I fly back Friday morning. He'll be at daycare. I'll get to pick him up and we'll have dinner with the fam.
You're not new to running trade associations. The last one you did for about 8 years, and it had something to do with automation. Is that right?
Yeah, so it was vehicular autonomy. So if you think drones, self-driving cars, trucks, boats, submarines, and our membership was focused on both commercial applications for that as well as the defense application. So it was it's kind of a motley crew of different personalities and technologies.
So you're just learning the flooring business, right?
That's correct. I'm 4 months in and drinking from the fire hose.
Yeah. Most people know there's a little bit of a flux in even the definition of what a distributor is. How would you define a distributor?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot already. You know, I think our membership is bringing products from their manufacturers and taking them out to market for the end customers is probably the broadest definition that I can give right now, and that's missing a whole lot of nuance. And I think, Kemp, as we were talking about, what it means to be a distributor is also an evolving definition. And our board met yesterday, and that was one of the topics of discussion, is how are we going to react and adjust to serving a distribution channel when the very nature of the distribution business model is evolving. So I think that's going to be front and center on my plate for the next couple of years. And thankfully, I have a great board and group of volunteers to work through that with. And our membership writ large, we look for their contributions and their input. At the end of the day, this is their association, so we're here to help.
Yep. Another thing that's changed and what's happening as we watch it is these mega suppliers who sometimes go direct to the retailer, and also some of them go through distribution. You know, there's been that tug of war for a long time, but as we watch things evolve, suppliers have gone out and they're sourcing now, and your membership base is now doing private label and they're doing sourcing. So it's going to be interesting to watch all this. Another thing, other than defining what a distributor is, another challenge is going to be how you continue to be relevant in this era of consolidation, right?
Absolutely. And that's a challenge for every association that I've worked for and every association that's out there. And if you aren't familiar with that kind of niche industry, there is an association, and often five or six, for everything under the sun. So as our members' business models continue to evolve, we need to adjust and grow with them. And the NAFCD of today is not the NAFCD of 60 years ago. So there's a long history of us adapting to the needs of our members and what our members look like over time, and we'll continue to do that.
I don't know if you know this or not, but there's actually a trade association called the Ceramic Tile Distributor Association. So we have a little splinter within the flooring group that does their own trade association for distributors, right?
That's absolutely correct, and I've got a long list of kind of sister organizations that exist out there that are on my dance sheet, and we're been working through the calls with them and finding out where we can partner and help each other out. I think an important thing to reference for that is associations don't generally compete with one another. We all have our niche. We all have the things that our members get out of us. There's not generally a dog for dog comparison, and we all look to leverage one another, one another's resources, one another's reach out into the industry and the channel to better serve our shared members and our broader communities. So I look at a group like CTDA as a great opportunity to partner in the future.
One of the things that Peter Drucker taught us was to watch the money, and I was talking to you about how this organization is funded, and I was encouraged to learn that it is one vote per member, and regardless of the size, it's still just one vote per member, but the funding varies depending on the size of the organization, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The membership model that we have is your dues are based on the size of your annual sales volume, and that's on a sliding scale. It's not a secret. It's on our website if you want to take a look, and we'd love to have some new members. The goal there is to have everyone pay kind of their relative share to the organization, because we work collectively with all of these competitors to help grow the overall market, grow the overall size of the pie. So their slices are based on the slice that they've got now, because they stand to benefit that way.
So this is the first day of this meeting. You had a fantastic motivational speaker this morning. Kevin Brown did a fantastic job. He's the hero guy, very strong speaker. What are some of the other highlights of this meeting this week?
This is a really great event. I have been kind of drinking the Kool-Aid to know that was true, since this is my first time attending. But being on site now and feeling the energy from everyone here, it's also a very unique event. So we tout it, and any attendee here will describe it as really a relationship-driven event. The way that we do the programming is we want to get everyone inspired. We want to get them equipped with some knowledge and some insights on industry trends, on leadership development that they can bring back to their teams and make a material difference for their business in the year ahead, and feel empowered to make smarter business decisions based on the changing dynamics of the marketplace that exists today. We want to bring everybody in, we get them inspired. We just had a session on macroeconomics and geopolitics, which was way more engaging than that sounds, I promise. Everybody's at lunch now, and we've got a few more speakers this afternoon, again, to keep driving home some of those things that folks can bring back to their organizations and inject some energy into their teams. And then tomorrow is our headliner, ITR Economics. Always gives a great market analysis of what the trends are that are affecting the flooring industry, the building materials industry for the folks that are here, and interject some humor and some levity into what's generally a pretty dry and heavy conversation. So I had the opportunity to speak to Lauren Seidel-Baker, as our speaker from ITR tomorrow. Talked to her a couple of weeks ago. She is fantastic. She's spoken for some of our members at their kind of personal events in the past, and they were all raving about her. And after that, we open up the exhibit hall. We've got over 225 companies here with goods on display, ready to meet with distributors and really set their business up for success in the year ahead.
You know, the ITR, they're not a stranger to the flooring business, and they've got a little bit of a doomsday call coming here in a few years, so we'll get to see where we stand on that, right?
We sure will, and Lauren touched on that. She promised us a little less doom and gloom, but we'll call it some realistic, pragmatic analysis of what's ahead.
Michael, thanks so much for giving me the chance to help introduce you to the business. Again, been talking to Michael Wilbur, the Executive Vice President with the NAFCD, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaAlley.net.